all categories of health professionals who complete tertiary education are to undertake a 12-month mandatory national service beginning September this year. This will help reduce the imbalances in the distribution of health professionals in the country. This came to light at the signing of an MOU between the Ministry of Health, the National Service Secretariat, the health regulatory bodies, and health training institutions to that effect. The Chief Director of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sylvester Animana, said health professionals over the years have not been part of the national service scheme because they work under specific instructions, but changing trends have made it possible for health professionals to undertake national service. The Executive Director of the National Service Scheme, Vincent Kwagbinu, said the internship program undertaken by health workers does not constitute national service. He said this shortfall, as per the requirement of the National Service Act, Act 426, informed the decision to make it mandatory for all categories of health professionals to undertake national service.
This is victory for all of us. There is a common saying that what people do not understand, they oppose or they are against. The process to get this memorandum signed emanated from the Ministry of Health. The work has been done by the Ministry of Health and its allied bodies. The credit must go not only to the Ghana National Service Scheme, but also to the Ministry of Health and its allied bodies. It basically spelled out the process of engagement of our health professionals, and it talks about engaging them through the National Service Scheme. But essentially, the basic work was going to be done by the Ministry of Health and its allied bodies. The Ministry of Health will identify rural communities where our health professionals are supposed to be deployed. And we only deploy them because we enroll them on our system and then deploy them to those facilities.
Executive Director of National Service Scheme, Vincent Kwagbinu.